Hello and welcome. It's Sharon McLaughlin from www.sharonmcl.com. And today we're extending our healing so that it extends not only through you but around you and extends out as far as you can imagine so that you become the ripple effect. So let's get started. Make yourself comfortable, and as you make yourself comfortable, we're first going to focus on your own physical body. So allow yourself to be aware of yourself sitting in a chair or lying down. Again, when you're doing this type of deep healing, it's really important that you're not doing anything else, that you are only focused on the healing process. Please don't operate any heavy equipment or anything while listening to this, because this is a healing unto itself and is sacred unto itself and needs respect. So please give it respect and allow yourself to find space. Allow yourself to turn off any mobile phones so that they won't ring while you're receiving this, or turn off your computer. Allow yourself to just focus on yourself. If you wish to, you can make it even more sacred by creating a sacred space before you listen to this. So if you need to stop this after it's been recorded listen to it, then the energy still flows through time and space for whoever needs to listen to this at whatever time. Because we call upon your guides and masters and my guides and masters and beings of the highest light, the great ones, the archangels, the ascendant masters, all that can assist us in this moment, we call upon. And as you take a breath, allow yourself to be aware of your feet. And as you're aware of your feet, be aware of all the energy centers and acupressure points that are on your feet. And imagine that right in this moment, all the points are being activated, awakened, so that they can be aligned and balanced, cleared and charged to radiant health. And then feel the energy and your physical body. Be aware of it flowing into your ankles and calves, your knees. Again, imagine you are activating all the alignment, all the meridian lines, all the acupressure points, and any small chakras, allowing the energy to flow, to be aligned, balanced, cleared and charged. And then let that flow from the knees up into the hips. And again, feel the activation of all the lines of energy, all the acupressure points, all the mini chakras, awakening, aligning, balancing, clearing and charging. Take a breath. And now be aware of your base chakra at the base of your spine. Depending upon what level that you perceive it, what color it will be. So we're not focused on the color. We're just focused on awakening it, aligning it, balancing it, clearing it and charging it so that your base chakra is perfectly aligned and balanced, perfectly aligned and balanced, and spinning in the perfect direction for health and well-being. Any acupressure lines, any mini chakras are being awakened into your lower back, your buttocks, your abdominals, right up to just below your navel, 2 inches below your navel, you have your sacral center. In the sacral center, we're going to activate both front and back and awaken, clear, align, balance, and charge, so that this center is functioning perfectly healthy and well. Perfectly healthy and well, clearing anything that's in its way. Perfectly healthy and well. And now we're moving our awareness up to just above the navel. There is a chakra at the navel, and again, allow yourself to awaken it, align and balance. All the little mini chakras, awaken, align and balance. So if you looked below your navel at the moment with your auric eyes, you will see that everything is lines and light and energy. It's pure lines, light and energy. It's really quite beautiful. And now as we activate the solar plexus chakra, I allow this chakra, both front and back, to be perfectly aligned and balanced. We're clearing and charging it, awakening, allowing anything that needs to shift to create perfect health and well-being to do so. Allowing all the organs in the abdominal cavity, any chakra points and any lines, to again be perfectly aligned, balanced, cleared and charged. And there's an expansion, and you feel that expansion as you breathe, because your chest feels so much more open now, and you feel an awareness in your spine, and so that the spine is awakening. Each and every vertebrae, there's a little mini chakra, each and every vertebrae, each and every between each vertebrae, the cartilage is being reset, rebalanced to its original blueprint. Perfectly healthy and whole. And the many little chakras in your chest are awakening. The lines of energy are awakening, so that lines are beginning to move down into your arms. The lines of energy into your arms and hands and fingers. And the palm of your hand, that chakra there, is being activated. Both hands activated, aligned, balanced, cleared, charged. There is energy flowing from your fingertips. You can see it. You are energy. You are your physical body, but you are also energy. And you can see it being aligned and activated as an awareness comes to your heart center, your heart chakra. And the heart chakra is again being aligned and balanced and cleared and charged. And allow your heart chakra to expand to that of a master, so that your heart chakra is spinning at the level of a master. A master who has the ability for wonderful compassion and forgiveness. And allow that chakra to be perfectly aligned and balanced, healthy and whole. And as it is aligned and balanced and healthy and whole, Imagine what it would be like to have a heart chakra that was activated at that higher level of a master. Imagine how the energy would flow from your heart center down into your hands, and whatever you were touching, you were activating. Your passion was coming out of your hands, and you could be doing anything, writing, drawing, painting, healing. Whatever you do in your life, the energy would flow from your hands beautifully. And then imagine that your energy points are being activated in your upper chest and upper back. And imagine they're perfectly aligned and balanced, beautiful lines of energy, clearing, charging. Be aware that there is a mini little chakra above your heart that is the initiation chakra, and allow yourself to awaken that, and if you are ready, to awaken that center for your higher initiation. Be mindful if this is right for you, and if it's not, just allow it to be perfectly aligned and balanced, cleared and charged. Take a breath and allow the lines of energy to move up into your throat and the chakra both front and back, just as each in the torso, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, even into the head, are all front and back. So all of them are being open, aligned and balanced, charged, clearing. And the throat is clearing anything that blocks your communication. It's clearing so that you are connecting to a higher level of communication. And the chakras and the mini points around your ears and your eyes are being activated. And all the points on your face and head, neck and shoulders are all activated and aligning so that the energy flows, so you can express through your hands and through your feet, through your heart. So it is. As you are aligned, balanced, cleared and charged, perfectly healthy and whole, perfectly healthy and whole. And you are awakening now your third eye between your eyebrows, and it opens at the front and the back of the head, perfectly aligned and balanced. They're all your chakras are flowing, perfectly aligned and balanced. Opening, flowing. And in any area that needs to be reactivated at your blueprint, your divine blueprint is happening now. Even to the highest level of the 5D, if you are ready, if it is your time. For indeed, you can listen to this again and again to receive what you need in any given moment as you awaken your third eye to see beyond the beyond, to see the now as well. For indeed, you need to be able to see things up close and things at a distance. Things in the past and things in the future and things in the now. And allow yourself to be aware of all the lines of energy within your body, lighting up, beautifully aligned and balanced, healthy and whole, cleared and charged, as your awareness goes to the top of your head, the crown center. And it is a beautiful, lots and lots and lots of lights, lots and lots and lots of lights, lots and lots of lights, a crown of lights, a lotus of lights at the crown, at the top of your head. And again, it is being aligned and balanced and cleared and charged. And it is spinning, all the chakras are spinning, perfectly aligned and balanced. Perfectly aligned and balanced, healthy and whole. And awareness moves up above the top of your head into the eighth chakra. For those that are ready to awaken the eighth, the ninth, the tenth, the 11th and 12th, all aligned and balanced, perfectly healthy and whole, clearing and charging, activating to the level that is perfect for you. For your higher self knows exactly what is perfect for you right now, and so do your guides and angels and beings of the highest light. And allow this to be a healing for you in this moment, for what needs to occur for you. For as you awaken the lines of energy, your chakras, and all those many little chakras in your body, and you reset to the divine blueprint and reawaken, your energy becomes and vibrates at a higher level. And as you vibrate at a higher level, you are now expanding into your auric egg. And it is beautiful, such a beautiful light that surrounds you. Beautiful light that surrounds you. It's like a golden egg that surrounds you. Perfectly healthy and whole. And now you have the awareness that wherever you are, you can extend this auric egg, extend energy out into the space. So if you're in your home, you can extend this auric egg around your home. And you can actually extend this auric egg so that your home has its own auric energy that comes from you and is clearing and charging and allowing it to be a sanctuary for you, a place to go that is calm and peaceful, a place that is perfect for you, wherever that may be, wherever your home is in any given moment. And then imagine that wherever your work is, that you can create a space that is, again, perfectly aligned, balanced, healthy and whole and cleared and charged for you at work. Again, you allow everyone else to have their own space, but you have your perfect space. And if it is your own work environment, if you're self-employed, then you can create that perfect environment in all ways because it is your space completely. Within your community, imagine that you can assist to create alignment and balance and clearing and charging the whole of your community. And again, this is done with free will and choice. So you're not in any way enforcing this on anyone. You're offering it. And if they're willing to receive it, then it occurs. But if not, that's perfectly okay too. Allow your community to be perfectly aligned and balanced, cleared and charged. Allow your state to be perfectly aligned, balanced, cleared and charged. Allow your country to be perfectly aligned, balanced, cleared and charged. Allow your world to be perfectly aligned, balanced, cleared and charged. Allow your galaxy to be perfectly aligned, balanced, cleared and charged. Allow your cosmic energies to be perfectly aligned, balanced, cleared and charged. Allow your awareness to move into the moon, the planets, the sun, and allow perfect alignment. Allow yourself to be aligned, cleared and charged. Being the ripple effect. Whatever you touch is just an extension of you. And again, people either will receive it because they are ready, or you will find those that will. Allow everyone that is within your tribe to receive this healing, perfectly aligned, balanced and charged. Allow it to radiate out, for you to be the ripple, for you to be the shining light. And as you are that shining light, you remember the core star within you. And you allow that core star within you that it is inside you to shine brightly. And if you could perceive where it was, it is between the third and the fourth, but it is on another level, deep within. And your core star is shining brightly, so brightly. And not only is the core star shining brightly, but also your Hara line, your line of purpose, is active. And the line of purpose goes down into the earth, and you connect into the earth star, and then it connects up through the very center of your being. It's a beautiful blue light, and it connects and awakens at your second chakra, then moves up to the heart chakra, moves up to the third eye and out the top of your head, and connects with your star chakra, or your star light that's above the top of your head, your identity from above, your higher self, connecting through this beautiful light, this beautiful blue light. And it is a beautiful straight line, and it is your line of purpose, your connection to here on earth, and what you're here to do and achieve and be, and allow it to be perfectly aligned and balanced, cleared and charged. And as you do so, in the days and weeks to come, you will feel a greater sense of alignment. You will begin to remember who you are and what you've come here to do, and the things that you are passionate about, and the things that just allow your energy to be fully charged and bring a smile upon your face. So be it, and so it is. Remember, you are the ripple effect. Remember, your positively charged energy can have that wonderful effect wherever you go, through your feet, through your hands, through your whole body. You are energy, light, and this energy and light within you is on your physical body, your emotional body, your mental body, and your spiritual body. And each of those bodies is perfectly aligned, healthy and whole, cleared and charged. So if there's anything on your physical body that needs to shift, it happens easily with light. It happens easily. It shifts, it clears, and allow it to be so. If anything needs to shift from your emotional body, it clears and shifts, perfectly aligned, healthy and whole, cleared and charged. If there's anything that needs to shift on your mental body, it clears, charges, releases, perfectly aligned, healthy and whole. If there's anything on your spiritual body, anything within your spiritual body that needs to shift, it clears, perfectly aligned, healthy and whole, cleared and charged. On all levels of your being, parallel lives, past lives, you can clear and charge them now. Release any trauma, any pain, simply and easily. And remember your gifts. Remember all that you are. For indeed it is within this moment, in the now, that you have your strongest powers, your strongest gifts, to be all that you can be in this moment. To be aware of your future, to see into the future, but to know in this moment, this is where you are strongest, for this is where you can do the most good is within the now. Be here now. Be here now. And allow yourself to awaken as though you are awakening to a new day. Take a breath. And as you awaken to a new day, your eyes are open, no matter what time of the day it is. Your eyes are open and you are seeing things in a new way. For you are awakened, aligned and balanced, cleared and charged. And so no longer are you seeing through filters. No longer are you seeing through any clouds. It is clear. Everything is clear, aligned and open. You are awakened and you are the ripple effect. You are the ripple effect, and allow yourself to be so. So be it. And so it is. So you, I, we let it be. And I thank all our guides and angels and beings of the highest light, the great ones, for their assistance in this process. And you may choose to listen to this as many times as feels right for you to allow your alignment to be complete. And in perfect alignment to this moment, wherever this moment is in time and space. So be it, and so it is. Blessings be. As we come to the end of our 4 weeks of group energy healing, I trust you have enjoyed the journey. And you may choose to listen to these as many times as they are available. For they will be available for a limited time, and then they will be again available later down the track as the energies suggest the need for them. For they are a giveaway. Allow yourself to breathe. So be it. And so it is. Blessings be. Enjoy your day with new eyes.